Paris Revenge is a communications level 1 activity. We all communicate with our friends, our family on the phone, using email at work and at college every day, but how many of us can say we're absolutely brilliant at communicating? I bet we could all do with being just a bit better. If you think about it, all different bits of guru are all about communicating key skills in a number of different ways. Anyway, let's start with some important terms. You'll find all these in the Essentials Guide as well, so don't forget to have a look there. They are fact, opinion, image, keywords and phrases, silent letters, and homophones. A fact is something that can be proved. An opinion is a personal view or belief that doesn't have to be true. So saying that Newcastle United is a football team in the Premiership is a fact. Saying that Newcastle is the world's best football team is an opinion, as it can't be proved. Saying that Heat magazine has more celebrity stories than any other magazine is a fact, as you can count them to prove it. Saying that Heat magazine has the best celebrity stories is an opinion, though. An image is another word for a drawing or a picture. A photograph is an image, so is a map drawn in the book. Another image could be a graphic showing how high the temperature is in Egypt in the summer, contained in a travel brochure. Magazines and brochures use lots of images, and they also use lots of keywords. Keywords are important words that give meaning to an article or story you're reading. A good example would be in a travel brochure for Egypt, where keywords would be Eastern Promise, or romantic, or mysterious. Like an image, a keyword tries to create interest for the reader. Homophones are words that sound the same but have different meanings. For example, I read a book about a red car. A pane of glass in a window may sound the same as a pain in your knee if you fell over, but they are spelt differently and mean different things. Another example is that you bake bread with flour and you can smell a flower, so they are known as homophones. It's really hard to describe sound letters in a podcast as you can't hear them, but words like receipt have a hidden P, plumber has a hidden B, so does numb and limb. Guitar and guest both have hidden U's. Try the crossword in activity and see how well you do. That's the end of this podcast. Have a go with Guru. You've nothing to lose and everything to gain.